अभिरांधस्य तो ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्रिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधिकं So, I'm beginning Bhajan Rahasya, Pratham Yashadhan. You should know that Shraddha, what is Shraddha? Oh, this is also transcendental, you should know. Not worldly shabda, transcendental shabda. Desire to serve Krishna. Oh, this is shabda really. But outer symptom is so much strong belief in Guru words. Rupa Goswami's words, Gita, Bhagavat words, so much faith. That's Shraddha is transcendent. It can come only by high class of association. And this Shraddha is also of two kinds. Can you tell what two kinds? A shastra coming from shastra. Shastra has told that you must serve Krishna. Otherwise, if you are very, very much apne pita mata ityadi ke prati jadi, you are doing all your activities, all duty to your father, mother, wife, husband, children, for your country, everything. All is bogus if you are not serving Krishna. You will have to go to hell for this. So hearing this, a faith was there and he accepted bhakti. So this Shraddha is Shastra Avadharana. Some weak and some mild, lobhamai, hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu from superior Vaishnavas. Then a desire comes that I want to serve Krishna like Shakha Subal Siddha Madhumangala or like mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and more like gopis. So if this greed has come, and by this grant Shraddha has come, then it is more superior. But you should know that if even this Shraddha has come in your heart, but not good association, this Shraddha may go, disappear. At once. So always association is needed. Up to what stage? Oh, when Rati comes in our heart, then you can help others. Otherwise, if no higher class of association. Oh, from Rati, if Rati has come, oh, you can fall down. Like Bharat, like others. And if Rati comes, oh, then you are so qualified and strong that you can give help to others. There is very, very rare chance to fall down. Otherwise, you will never fall down. Such class of association is very rare, very rare. But if it can be attained by giving our head, even lack time, oh, it is very cheap. Very cheap. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kita koto api kriyate jadi labhyate tatra laulam api mulyameva. Janma koti sukritir na labhyate. What is the meaning? You know this slok? You should. And you will have to help others. Very good.
That if Krishna Bhakti is available somewhere, anywhere, you should purchase it at any cost. As Shri Gurudev just said, even if you have to give your head lakhs of lifetimes, still it should be purchased. But it's not a cheap thing. It may sound like it's something cheap. Oh, you should just purchase this thing. But in fact, it costs our lolium, or our intense greed to have it. And that greed is also not a cheap thing, because even by lifetimes of building Sukriti, that same greed cannot possibly be achieved. But as Srila Maharaj just mentioned, only by the association of high-class Vaishnavas can the seed of that greed be planted in the heart. And then only by that greed can this Krishna Bhakti Ras be had.
Thank you. So, always we need good higher association. And when Rati will come, oh, no fear. You can give your association to others. But if you have association, but not you are caring for your anarths. You are associating with high classes of Vaishnava. And also in the same time with bad persons. Then there is leakage. Loophole. You should give up all these bad things elements, all kinds of bad association. If not bad association, even association like us, as you are, oh, it will not do. Have association. You should accept and try to remember your non-artha. You should know unearths. What are these unearths? Unko yaad hai? Chaat prakar ke. Bolo to. I am reminding you, revising these things, and then I will come to subject. Hear it carefully and try to avoid all these things. Otherwise, your chanting, remembering, reading books, and doing so many things will go in vain. They cannot end that. You can go down.
First one is Swarup Brahm, and this means that person who is not having clear idea about one's own identity or is having misconception of one's own identification, then also of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called Phalaswarup. Swaswarup, we just heard in the first place. Then also he doesn't know what is the real goal of life and how we can attain it. That is Phalaswarup.
Oh, do you remember? Yes.
So,
from beginning.
The four mantras, as
Guru
Prabhu has explained, they are Swarup Brahm, Hridaya Devalyam, Asa Trishna, and Aparad. So, beginning with Swarup Brahm. So, as Prabhu
what said, is Brahma?
Brahm means illusion. So, illusion, this illusion is divided into four categories. Paratattva Brahm, Jiva Brahm, Sadhya-Sadhana Brahm, and
Shraddha-Sadhana Brahm.
So, Paratattva Brahm, this illusion, illusion is to the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as the Srimad Bhagavatam is stated. Ete tapsa Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Indra Vyakalam Lokam Vrityam Yuga, that Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has his incarnations, Lord Ramachandra, Nishinga, Bhagavad, etc. And that the demigods, they are separated parts and parcels of that Supreme Personality of Godhead.
If anyone thinking Krishna, Dwarkadhish Krishna, Prajandandan Krishna, Ramachandra, Nishinga, all are same, no difference at all. And he serves all at a time. What is this? He has some?
Paratattva Brahm.
Paratattva Brahm. Oh, they are, by tattvata they are same. But there is some speciality of Krishna. No one is like Krishna. All are what? All are manifestation or prakash of Krishna. Krishna is prakash, is not of anyone. Oh, he is the root of all. So, we should fix that Krishna is our goal. Krishna Prem is our goal. And?
Then, next is Jiva Brahm. This is
misunderstanding. I think that so many persons have this idea. Because Swamiji established all these things at a place. Nishinga, Ram, Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Jagannath, Nishinghadev, and Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, all. But his idea was not like this. Oh, this was his
beginning.
That all kinds of persons should come anyhow. And I will train them gradually. Like fishermen having some
net.
Not net, not
bay.
Stick. And they have something. More. And to catch fish, fire fish. Not for giving any food for fishes. Oh, he is not going to give fish. So, in this way, he wanted to bring, and he did it. But he could not train because he has to go. But his idea was like that. So, we should not see that all are same. Oh, all are same by tattva. By rasa tattva, oh, Krishna is supreme. Then?
Then next is jiva. Illusion about the position of the jiva. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita stated, jivasru pahoya krishna nitadas. That the living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. So then the question will come, from where has the jiva originated? Though the jiva is eternally servant of Krishna, we understand that the Lord, he has his three potencies. Antaranga Shakti, and there's Bahiranga Shakti, and there's a third potency. So the living entities who are in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, the Loka Vrindavan, they are emanating from this Antaranga Shakti. And if the living entity, this material world, is Jivaras Rupoya Krishna Nikadas, eternally servant of Krishna, so is it that we've also originated from that supreme abode, from Vaikuntha of the Loka Vrindavan? So this question will come. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in the second part of this verse, Krishnartha Tasa Shakti Veda Veda Prakash, that actually the living entity has emanated from time immemorial from this Tatastha Shakti. Krishna Bodhi Seju Anadi Bhayamu Ataiva Kradya.
And verse is? Verse is?
So this Tatastha Shakti, this Tata, this is the marginal line, the demarcation line of the material world and the spiritual world.
She was not, it was not there in Guru.
No, none of our acharyas have ever stated in.
Especially Jiva Goswami,
Tattva Acharya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our authoritative scriptures, they have not stated that the jiva has come from this, from Vaikuntha. But they have
also
stated from this marginal.
My Shiksha Guru, Swamiji, has not told like this. Oh, so many times he has told. A jiva cannot come from Golok Vrindavan because there is no illusory maya. How they can forget Krishna, always serving Krishna? Tad Brahma, what? So Swamiji has written so many places like this, but some are
confused.
Yes. Go on. Then?
Then, Sadhya Sadhan Brahm. That what is the goal and what is the process to achieve the goal? For instance, in our everyday we're saying, Sri Rupanuga Guru Bhaga Ki Jai. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, what is it to be in the Anugatya of Srila Rupa Goswami? What is it that Srila Rupa Goswami has come to give? This is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, giving through Srila Rupa Goswami. Anabhita Charitrat Karunayabhitana Kalosa Mapaitam Punoto Jala Rasa Swabhakti Sriyam. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna, and he's coming to taste the love of Srimati Radhika. But what he's giving to the
not to Dwara Rasaswat Bhakti Sriyam, the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest achievement or goal that can be achieved by the living entity in this material world. This is Taptapa Itamaya, or known as Mandriva. So in our line, or coming in line of Srila Rupa Goswami, then this highest attainment is given. This is the sadhya. So that once one has made one's mark on the sadhya, then one will have to perform the appropriate sadhana to achieve. If one is in illusion about what is this sadhana to achieve this goal, what is Rupanuga Bhajan or Raghunuga Bhajan, then they may chant and follow process for thousands and thousands of births, but one will never achieve this sadhya. So illusion about this, this is sadhya's sadhana.
What is Hridaya Dhaurabalya? Quickly. এরপরে ওই তো তো সেকেন্ড ইউ শুড টেক অসত কৃষ্ণা অসত
That's for temporary thing is called Asat Krishna. So,
why it comes?
So, we have seen Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhayam Ditya Dabhi Nevesata Sat Viparjayo Smriti Tan Mayata Vajattam Bhuta Gurudeva Tatma Bhayam Ditya Dabhi Nevesata When we absorb in second thing means Without Krishna or Tadya Vastu, if we observe Krishna and this Tadya Vastu means Guru, Vaishnava, Yamuna, Ganga, Giriraj Govardhan, Tulasi, etc., and Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, then it is okay. If you not do so, if you want to enjoy ourselves, we always engage in self-sense gratification, then Bhayam Dhitya, we are Absorbing in second thing, so fear comes. And among this fear, the death is most fearful. So when Dita is heard, before yours, we then forget who am I and why I came in this world, what is my duty, and what is ultimate good lead to that planet. We forget everything. So how we can be get rid of this thing? Bhaktaikavayesam Gurudeva Tatma. Who is bona fide Gurudev? You have to serve the bona fide Gurudev like your heart and soul. You have to treat him like your soulmate. Not an ordinary person, which has mentioned in scripture the symptom of Guru, Sri Guru. What? Tasmat Gurum Prapadeita Jigyasasya Uttamam Sartei Parita Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasvayam. The Guru is qualified, what is expert in all scripture. If you have any doubt, or disciples have any doubt, he can remove that doubt, remove that doubt to the example of scriptures. So, if someone is only very learned scholar, is he qualified for bona fide Guru? No. Then all learned will be bona fide. And the learned scholar can purchase Krishna by their knowledge. Bhagavan may only controlled by learning, by knowledge. Bhakti vaso bhakti ravainam nayati, bhakti ravainam darasyati, bhakti vaso purusaiti sriyate. Bhagavan only controlled by bhakti, not by gain, not by karma. So, the one symptom of bona fide Guru, another symptom, sapte parechan is natam. He must be realized soul. If he is not realized soul, then he is not bona fide Gurudev, not Uttam Adhikari. And another symptom, this is internal symptom. And external symptom, upasamasayam. He must be detached from material things. I am attached to material things, my guru also attached more than me material thing, then he is not qualified for a bona fide gurudev. So there are two symptoms, internal and one is external. So if three symptoms is there, that he is a bona fide gurudev, then disciple must have to surrender himself in his lotus feet. Just like you have heard from Gurudev and Gopabinda Guru, that if you give your head millions times, then it is very cheap. So, bhaktaika esam Gurudeva tatma, then you have to serve Gurudev like your soulmate and your devata. Then you can get rid of this tuccha asakti.
Thank you.
What
is with that Dourbalya? In very brief, Shyamrani. What he told?
Madam Maharaj covered quite a few points.
What is Asatrishna?
Asatrishna means a hankering for temporary material things.
Yes. Very simple words. Very good. And then, how it comes? What are the causes?
Well, forgetfulness of who I am.
Yes.
Where
I have come.
And what is my goal? Where am I going after my death?
Then Asatrishna is bound to come.
Right. And also this maya, fear of clinging to things that ultimately end death.
Yeah. This is enough. Give.
Vridai Durbalya. Durbalya means a weakness, and Vridai means heart.
All these bad things comes from this weakness of heart. And it comes from Asatrishna. And Asatrishna comes from the root. Tattva Brahma. Go on.
There are four kinds of Asatrishna, four kinds of Aparad, four kinds of Guru Brahma. There are also four kinds of...
Now you should come on Hridaya Dourbalya. And in very short, quickly.
Envy of others is one example of weakness of heart. And desiring material things instead of hearing Hari Katha, being unattracted to Hari Katha, criticizing others, and especially criticizing Vaishnavas, are some examples of Hridaya Durbalya.
Can you? Madhavi. What is Hridaya Dourbalya? What you have heard from me? Can you give any example of weak heart? Oh, Nard defeated Kamdev.
Cupid.
And he became Ram. And he forget. And a very beautiful lady came. And he began to think that how I can marry her. Oh, this is weakness of heart. We have heard about Gautam Rishi, Vishwamitra, and all others. You are chanting her name and you have decided that I will be Brahmacharini or Brahmachari, I will chant. But Maya came in a shape or form of very beautiful, attractive lady or male. And he told, oh, I like you so much. be with me. We will both be very happy in life, helping each other. I have given my heart to you. Oh, she told, oh, I have given heart to you. And after 2 days, what became?
Divorce.
Oh, what is it? This is weakness of? There are so many. I've given one example of. So don't be like that. If anything coming like this, maya coming, oh, remember, oh, Sarup Damodar, oh, Raya Ramananda Prabhu, you are very powerful. Please help me. Otherwise, I will sink in the ocean of lust. Please help me. Oh, they will come and help you. Repent for this and chant regularly without break. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, louder and louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Even when you are walking, we are going, you are seeing here and there, and these kinds of weaknesses coming, and then loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you will see and realize that at once you will forget. Otherwise, never and never. These kinds of hard weaknesses, very dangerous. Whatever we do, bad things only due to this. And then you are bound to do aparadha, offenses. So we should be very careful. What is aparad? Nama aparad, dhamma aparad, Vaishnava aparad, seva aparad. There are so many of kinds. But nama aparad is very dangerous. But nama aparad is dangerous. So we should be very careful. If you are not careful about these things, then your bhakti will be like laukiki bhakti there. Like a rotten water in any lake. No water is coming and going portion like this. Then, if Shraddha has come, then Deti Sadhan. That is anartha nibritti. So we have described about anartha. You should always be careful from this. Then if it is done, then tritiya or nishtha. What is nishtha? What is the meaning of nishtha? No. Oh, you are sleeping, my dear friend?
Nishtha. At this stage of nishtha, the devotee, he has this very, very strong determination in engaging in hearing and chanting. Even though the devotee has not got a very high class of taste yet, but the devotee has dhira buddhi, means that the intelligence is very fixed. Then at this point, the devotee, he has gone through the stage of chanting in the mood of repentance, constantly chanting, nam nama kali ahudani jisala shakti tatrapitani amitasvani nikala. He understands that he's very unfortunate because of his anarthi and aparad, and chanting with remorse, crying and crying, chanting and chanting, he comes to the stage of nishtha. But he has not got the high class taste, but he has the determination to do or die. That I
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Ruchi has not come. Ruchi, you know?
Taste
has not come. But yet, knowingly, I will have to do. That is called Nishtha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodar in Gambhira. Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahisununa amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We don't follow these rules. We should try to follow. I have come to tell you that you should promise to follow these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling, Jerupe laile nam prem upajay, tar lakshan shlok suna ram ra. How we should chant name? That prem will come very soon. I am telling to you. You should hear and follow. Uttam haiya apana ke mane trinadham dhin, trinasham. Dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasam. If he has all good qualities in him and he is uttam. What uttam? Of devotee. Even he should be trinadapi sunichena. He should be very tolerant. There should be tolerance. If you are not tolerant, you cannot do bhajan. Prem cannot come. You are chanting Hare Krishna and a mosquito came and bite here. And you, where is my gun? This is Atankvadi. Atankvadi man?
Terrorist.
And you left your malika and you are searching where that terrorist went and I will fire. What is this? Nonsense. You cannot do bhajan. I gave a simple example. But like this. If your any favorite, very near dear friend came, and you were chanting. You gave up your chanting and began to talk hour to hour. What? Worldly things. These are all nonsense things. You cannot develop any Krishna consciousness. So he is telling, if he is so high class of devotees, even he should be so tolerant, like trees. Two kinds of these tall branches. If you are cutting the root of tree or its branches, even he doesn't warn you. And if he is drawing by water, not having water, he never wants water from anyone. Two things. First, what? If anyone abusing, insulting,
beating,
like Haridas was beaten by that, Prahlad Maharaj was given so much
sufferings
by his father, even he did not told anything. He never insulted his father. And Haridas Thakur, praying Krishna, Krishna. So, this should be there, two kinds. Never asking anything for him and not taking revenge from others. So he will be calm and quiet. Otherwise, first, small things, he will be furious. And thus, bhajan will go away. Try to follow in your this career. Otherwise, you cannot. And then, Jai ji magaye, tare de apandhan, And anyone not giving water in, waterizing in tree, even cutting branches, and even he takes some stone and
throw it
in tree, or he gives very sweet fruits. He should be like that. If anyone insulting, like Nalkumar Manigriver insulting Naradrishi, and what he gave, oh Krishna Prem, he gave. You know how he gave? Very quickly he gave. By insulting Narad, Narad couldn't take her, their
offenses,
and told that, oh, you should go and become a tree in Gokul, where Krishna will play and will come and
deliver.
A miracle. So sadhu should be like that. Uttam haiya vaishna hove nirabhiman. Even his high class of vaishna, but he should have no abhiman for their highness.
False ego.
They have no false ego. And he will give all living entity, whether they are gross, or man, or any animal, or anything. How? Oh, everywhere Krishna is there. And he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So he will give proper respect to them. And especially proper respect to Vaishnava. Those who don't know how to give proper respect to Vaishnava, they cannot have uttama bhakti, prema bhakti. When any senior devotees of Swamiji comes, I want to give them proper respect. So you should also try to give proper respect. And then, one thing you should do, first stage of bhakti, that is the door of bhakti. And what is that?
Sharanagata.
Be Sharanagata. Like a dog to his master. Dog is never
betrays master. Very loyal to his master.
He does not do anything for his maintenance, dog. He is totally surrendered and dependent on his master. He knows that my master is so. So we must know these things. Anukalyasya sankalpa pratikulis vibarjanam rakshasati titi viswaso gupti tve varanam tatha atmanin chepkarpanne sarvidha. I am very poor. I cannot maintain Krishna. Now I am chanting her name. Gurudev, I cannot maintain my chanting. What should I do? Should I go and I should go to a company where fishes and dry fishes and everything are going. Should I go and serve there and make some money? What we should think? Krishna is supreme. And he has given mouth and stomach. In this world, from animals, and so worms, Brahma and all, Krishna has managed everything. He can. He is powerful, very powerful. And if he has given me this life, human life, oh, he must have managed everything. My master is so powerful. He must support me and nourish me. So why I should be worried? But we are here very weak. Oh, If I'm not doing, then who will look after? I should do all these things. Then, oh, nobly found Krishna. Oh, we have surrendered to Gurudev first at the time of Diksha. I'm surrendering, but not surrendering. By mouth we are doing. If you are surrendered soul, then why these all these things bogus? Worryness coming. It should not come. So our, what I told in simple language.
Gurudev has just said that one who is practicing Sharanagati means that they accept what is favorable, reject what is unfavorable, accept the Lord as master, accept the Lord as maintainer, cultivate the process of humility and surrender himself. That one who is really cultivating this mood of Sharanagati, then they will be able to enter into the temple of Bhakti. So he said that many of us, we may externally accept a spiritual master, but actually we're not really cultivating the, we haven't really surrendered. That we haven't really surrendered. That really we're just surrendering from the lips. That one who really understands that the Supreme Lord, he's omnipotent, that he's controlling everything, that by him these universes of all the universes are being manifested. So if a devotee is coming and surrendering to Gurudev, who is a very intimate associate of Krishna, so then will Krishna not take care of that devotee? That devotee is thinking that, oh, now that I've come to the path of bhakti, but maybe I have to go and work in a fish market or something. But how these thoughts will come if the devotee really appreciates what is the power of Gurudev and Krishna, then these thoughts will not come. Rather, one will have faith and confidence that, oh, I am surrendering to Gurudev. That Gurudev is very, very powerful. That he's an intimate associate of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Satchinanda Gaura Hari. So then I need not make any extraneous endeavor, but that they will make all arrangements. So one who has this kind of faith, then actually
so we have explained all these things in
Vrindavan.
But I am repeating all these things. And there are so many new devotees here. So for them. And for those who are not new fire, even they have heard, they must hear again and again to be very strong. Then, by doing so, in Srimad Bhagavat has been, in Srimad Bhagavat, first canto, first chapter or second chapter, it has been told that Srinivatam Swakatha. After that is look. Bhagavat. No. That's the issue. So we should try like this. We should try to do bhajan with nishtha first. Doing like that it has been told. Bhagavati. Nashta prayesu avadresu. Nittam bhagavat sevaya. Tamploke. Nashti. If our we are doing so many things, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing. What hearing? Oh, from bottom to top, top to bottom. Especially after ninth canto, tenth canto, powerful, sweet pastimes of Krishna. Very powerful, hearing all these things. Hearing, a greed may come very soon. Hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm thinking that more powerful than Srimad Bhagavata even, because it is the juice, essence and extract of Srimad Bhagavata. And essence of all the Goswami books. Very soon, ruchi may come, taste may come. Especially, what is Chaitanya Charitam? Explanations of the sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, from where he received? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he was discussing with Raya Ramananda Sarup Damodar. And Sarup Damodar told to Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Das Goswami, even more taking from Rupa Goswami. And then he is giving to Krishna Das. So, ruchi must come. Then he told him, if ruchi will come, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish kame, mama janmani, janmani, bhaktir bhavatu hai tuki tvai. What meaning? You. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Grihadabhya Sisha Sisu Dhanya Adidhan Isti Putra Das Dasi Kutumbadijan Kabya Lankar Adi Sundari Kavita Parthiyo Vishwaya Madhya Esa Bharata Esa Para Paivar Asanahi Kari Suddha Bhakti Deh More Krishna. He is praying like this that I'm not chanting or remembering or doing bhakti to you for worldly or sense gratification things. I don't want any worldly thing. Sometimes by weak heart we can tell to Krishna, oh Krishna, give me some wealth that I can make a very big temple. Why? What is the need? Krishna is here. I will publish all the books. Why you are publishing? For others. But for you, what are you doing? Don't try to cheat yourself. So he's telling that I'm not praying anything worldly. I want only ahetuki, causeless bhakti. That in Srimad Bhagavata has been told. Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkache ahetukka gavita ja bhakti. Only the continuous serving of bhakti. I want this one. Nothing. This is the real what? Dharma, of Sarupa Dharma. our constitutional dharma. This is. You should also don't lose your time for worldly things. They cannot help you. They cannot make you happy. You should depend on Krishna. Don't think of your maintenance and all these things. You should go on chanting Aram Brahmi. You should see. You will see. You must see that Krishna is bringing everything. Then why we should be worried for that? So why not praying for Ahetuki Bhakti? प्रेमेर स्वभाव जहाँ प्रेमेर संबंध से ही माने कृष्ण मोर नहीं कृष्ण हाँ नहीं मोर गंध न प्रेम गंधस्ति दरापि में हरो लाइक दिस यथा तरुण मूल निशी चने न तृप्यंते स्तंद भुजो उपशाखा प्राणोपहार जथेन्द्रियाणम तथा सर्वाहणम अच्युत Always be like this. Yatha taror mulani sichanena tripyanti tataskanda bhujo pasakha. You know this shloka? You, Prabhu? No? Go, Prabhu. He knows. Very brief but solid thing. What he told?
Just as by supplying water to the root of the tree, all the twigs, leaves, branches, and fruits of the tree are satisfied, and just as by feeding the stomach, all the parts of the body are nourished, similarly by exclusively devoting oneself to pleasing Krishna through his pure devotee. One doesn't need to separately endeavor to try to serve mankind or do charity and all these other activities. One will automatically be doing the highest good for all living beings by simply, exclusively serving Krishna.
Here is our loophole. We have don't believe like this. Huh? If we are serving Krishna, chanting, serving, or really we are not serving, but anyhow we are we want to serve him. So we are chanting, remembering is. But no belief in Krishna that he will save us. His name will save us. That is, we are always worried for maintenance and so many things. What to do now? What to do now? If he surrenders all, he should not do. By serving Krishna or all maintenance and all desire will be fulfilled. Even Krishna may come. So don't be worried for these things. So Hari Reva Sadaradya Sarva Deveshwareshwara. So being one pointed, we should try to follow bhakti, pure bhakti. And this will come only sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, everywhere. We can sacrifice our everything to have a high class of sadhu. Even a guru like Shukracharya and others, family guru, also that Prahlad Maharaj told. What he told? Prahlad Maharaj? What he told? a guru like Shukracharya, oh, chewing, and again chewing, same thing. Punas charvanana. Oh, they are like so. So we should give up that association and guru even. And we should try to accept a very high class of devotee. So this is fourth yam. Fourth yam means this is the bhajan we should do like this. Then asakti may come. And we will discuss about asakti tomorrow there. From tomorrow, our classes will be there perhaps. Oh, I want to hear something from Kirtan. They can do. Yes, you can make.
Where you are going? You want to come here? Oh, sure.